Now, Wednesday nights are very important, and I'm trying to, you know, I think I sent out a blast today. And listen, if you didn't get a blast from me, we just got a new system. I need to have your information. I need to have your phone number, your email, and your name. And we're going through this new system, and I'm just learning it, so it's taking me some time to learn it. So today, if you hear, I'll say it again at the end of service, just fill that out. And then you'll be able to get my blast, especially my men. Y'all going to be getting blasts from me on a regular. It's going to keep you encouraged. Women, same thing. And then members all together. So, you know, just update your information because, you know, sometimes y'all change phone numbers. And I don't have the right, I might not have the right phone number. Or I may have had a wrong number somewhere. All right. So we've been on a series of lessons entitled Faith Essentials. This is volume two, part three. If you will, go to Romans 4:21. Because really on Wednesday nights, we're looking at the faith side. On Sunday, we're looking at the promise side. And it's going to blend and it's going to join in together. Romans 4, verse 21. So if for some reason you can't, you know, make sure you're getting the CDs so that you're staying on board. All right, Romans 4, verse 21. And you got it? Say, got it. Matter of fact, go up to verse 19. And it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to what? Perform. Now, What we're looking at here is we're looking at Abraham, and we're looking at Abraham's faith, because Abraham is the father of faith. So if we're going to live by faith, we need to know what Abraham did and how he did it. Now, in Romans 4, this is what it talks about. Now, Abraham was able to look at the facts and still be fully persuaded that God was able to do what he had promised. So he was looking at the natural facts. He was looking at his body was dead. He looked at his wife's body was what? Dead. But God had promised him a what? Seed. So he was able to look at the natural facts and still consider God faithful, that he was able to do what it was he promised. Now go to Mark 11. Mark 11, verse 23. When you got it, say got it. Okay, Mark 11:23, it says, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he what? Say it. So you have to believe what you say in order for the mountain to move. All right. Now, we talked about this last week when we looked at agreement. You got it. You have to believe what you say. If you say it and you don't believe it, the mountain not going to what? It's not going to move. Now, when we talk about mountains, this is figuratively. He ain't talking about a literal mountain. He's talking about situations, circumstances in your life that is trying to hinder your progress. You got it? So he says now, if you will say out of your mouth and believe in your heart, whatever it is hindering you, watch this, that is outside the will of God for you, because you got to know what's in the will. You got it? When you get in agreement with what heaven has said and you believe it in your heart and you say it out of your mouth, then it has to what? Move. Listen, you can't play with this. Not it might move. No, you have to be convinced that it has to what? It has to move. So you have to believe what you say in order for the mountain to move. Now, when you believe, you agree in your heart with what heaven has said, and then the mouth speaks. All right? So I agree with what heaven has already said about my life. You got it? Now, where does that agreement take place? In your heart. You got it? Now, once that agreement takes place in my heart, then my mouth what? Speaks. Now, this is not confusing, because this is how you got saved. If you're a believer, this is how you got saved. Go to Romans 10. Romans 10, Romans 10, let's pick it up, verse 9. Romans 10, verse 9. Because what happens is we try to make faith difficult. And faith is not difficult because you had to have faith in order to get saved. It says, Ephesians 2 and 8 says, by grace are you what? Saved through what? Faith. So in order to get saved, you had to go through what? Faith. Now, I've used this example over and over again. How many of y'all ever been to Virginia and you had to go through the tunnels? You had to go through the tunnels, and the tunnels took you, you know, you went under the water, and then you came out on the other side. Well, what had to happen in order, like, where I lived there for years, in order to get from Portsmouth to Norfolk, you got it, you had to go through the tunnel. You got it? Norfolk was on the other side. Portsmouth was on this side. In order to get from Portsmouth to Norfolk, I had to go what? Through the tunnel. I couldn't get to Norfolk, you got it, unless I went through the what? Tunnel. So you could not get saved unless you went through faith. So you had to have faith. Well, Pastor, when did I get the faith? Well, God says in Romans 3, he said that he had dealt to every man the measure of faith. You got it? Well, how did I get it? Faith coming by what? Hearing, and by hearing of the word of what? God. So somebody told you the word. You believed it. God dealt you what? Faith. You went through that faith and you reached salvation. You got it? Now, how you got saved, that's how you're supposed to live. You don't change nothing. Colossians says, how you started in him, that's how you walk in him. You got it? So the same way I got saved is the same way I get my bills paid. It's the same way I get my healing. It's the same way I get my joy. It's the same way I get my peace. It does not change. It is the what? Same. All right, Romans 10, verse 9. All right, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy what? Heart that God has raised him from the what? Dead. Thou shalt be what? Saved. For with the heart man believeth unto what? Righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. So what I believe in my heart is what makes me right with God. You got? That's what that word righteousness means. That word righteousness simply means you're in right standings with God. You got it? You're in right standings with God. It ain't your righteousness, it's whose righteousness? It's Jesus' righteousness. You got it? So when I talk about righteousness, what we're saying is that you're in right standings with who? God. So what I believe in my heart, that is what made me righteous. You got it? But when I say it out of my mouth, once I agree with heaven in my heart, that is what brings me deliverance. You got it? So with the heart, man, what? Believe it. With confession, with his mouth, that is what brings what? That word salvation right here is not the word sozo. It's the word soteria, S-O-R-T-E-I-A, which means deliverance. So you can have faith for something, but if you don't release or speak, then that faith does you know what? Good, because it's what you say out of your mouth that causes deliverance. All right? Now, okay, that's not far-fetched. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, what it says? It says, the power of life and death lies in the what? Tongue. Go flip there. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, 21. Proverbs 18 and 21. And see, and until a person learns how to live by faith, a believer learns how to live by faith, they're going to continue to be subject to whatever the devil does to them in the earth. God loves them, you got it, but they ain't going to be able to get the devil off of them. You got it? This is why the Bible says the just shall live by what? Faith. What does the word just mean? Declared righteous. The ones that have been declared. Now, how many of y'all in here righteous? Got it? If you're saved, you're righteous. You got it? Now, the Bible says the just shall live by what? Faith. How many believers you know that are saved that don't understand faith? Well, how are you going to live? This is like you saying, okay, a human must live by food. All right, you cut off the food, he's going to what? He's going to die. You got it? So this is what happens in the believer's life. The believer that doesn't understand faith, they end up what? Their spiritual life dies. So now they're only subject to what their skill, their wit, their ability, or this natural can produce. But they have no supernatural. The doctor tell them something, if the doctor can't fix it, they done. You know, we just went through this again in our life. One of our boys, he had to go back to an appointment today, you know, because they won't do follow-ups. Because they like, this, you know, this ain't right. You know how when something happened that they can't understand? Yeah. They be like, well, we need to do a follow-up. So I ain't scared. We went for his follow-up. You know what he said? Everything good. We don't see nothing. But he said, listen, we still want them to come back and set. Then my last time. This is my last time. Because every time you go back, change.
Yeah.
You got every appointment, Jane. But that's the thing. You got it. You know, either if I didn't understand faith and I didn't know how to live by faith, then I would be subject to what they say.
Right.
You got it. That's all I got to go on. Well, this is what they said. Well, but they ain't God. So what did God say? God says. In 2 Peter 2:24, he says, by his stripes you, were past tense. You got, so that means, watch this, when he took the stripes in his body, I was healed then. As a child of God, I have a right to divine healing. And I'll be bold enough to say this, even if you caused the sickness. See, because everybody want to put everybody, well, you caused that. No, you got a right for the divine healing. Why? Not because of what you done, but because of what he did. Now, tell folks, if you won't take that out in the Bible, then you got to take salvation out of the Bible. Well, healing ain't for this time. Well, if healing ain't for this time, salvation ain't for this time. So we all might as well just go and do what we won't do because everybody going to hell. You got to take the whole scroll. You got it? So if salvation is real, healing is real. If healing is real, prosperity is real. You got it? So you got to take all of it. Now, if it's not manifesting in your life, you got it? That doesn't mean that it's not true. It's not true because it shows up in your life. It's true because God said it. And you got to say, and this is where your confidence, and this is what we're going to learn tonight, this is where your confidence has to be. I don't care what you are experiencing in the natural. This too, it's got to change.
Right.
All right, watch this. What I say? Proverbs 18:21. I ain't got nobody on the thing tonight. So I got to turn there. Okay, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the what? Tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit what? There. Death and life is in the power of the what? Tongue. Why? Because when your mouth speaks what your heart believes, power is released. Power is released. Spiritually, power is released to change your natural circumstance. So now I have to understand this. So now, watch this. I just can't be saying what I feel. And that's what we talk about. I'm just going to say what I feel. So if you ain't feeling good, you know what, but I feel bad today. I just don't know how I feel. Yeah, you're going to have what you say. You're going to keep right on feeling bad. You know what, man, they just make me sick. Well, don't get surprised when you get sick because they really make you sick. No, you believe that. They make me sick, literally. So when sickness jump on you, why are you complaining? Because that's what you believe. So I have to watch what I say, but what I say out of my mouth must be what I believe in my what? In my heart. So the question is, what do you truly believe? Because you will function in agreement with what you truly believe. Your mouth can say all it wants to. You're going to function in agreement with what you truly what? Believe. You need an example? Okay, what? If this building was on fire right now, I bet you I don't have to tell nobody to go out of here. Why? Because everybody believe it's on what? On fire. You got it? So because you believe the building is on fire, what you going to do? You're going to leave. Now, how many of y'all in college, went to college and in the dorms, 2 o'clock, boys messing around, girls messing around, pulled the fire alarm. And you know they pour the fire alarm. They pour the fire alarm and you just roll over. Now, hold, the fire alarm went off. Why didn't you leave? Because you didn't believe that it was a what? So you, see, this is what I try. So you're going to function, watch this, in agreement with what you truly were. Believe. I don't care what your mouth say. I'm talking about what you were. Believe. All right, go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. People act like they ain't never lied before. No, you ain't believe that when you said it. But you still said it. But you gotta learn. You have to understand. I must speak. And when I believe something in my heart, I must speak in agreement with that. Got it? Power is released to change my life. All right, Matthew 6. Let's turn the curve this evening. Matthew 6, verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be what? Also, now, I know it, how people, how preachers use this. I probably use it that way myself a couple times. But I was reading this morning, and the Holy Spirit just said, stop. You know how you can read scripture? You can read scripture, thought, and then one time you read it, and then Spirit got, no, stop. I need you to really look at that. Now, anytime the Holy Spirit tells me that, one of the things I do is now I go and find out, what does this mean in the context of what Jesus was saying? So I immediately go up a couple of verses. You got it? So now let's look at this. Let's look at this. Verse 19. Go to verse 19. Now it says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be what? Also. Now, so what was Jesus saying here? What was he really talking about with this statement? Whatever system, because he's talking about two systems. He's talking about the earth system and the kingdom system, heaven. He compares heaven with what? With earth. He's talking about two systems. So now, whatever system you have confidence in, there is where your heart is going to be. Now, there's where your heart is going to be. Whether you got confidence in the kingdom of heaven or whether you got confidence in the earth curse system, whatever you have confidence in, watch this, that is where your heart is going to what? B, in simple terms, what is the method your heart truly has confidence in? Because whatever that is, if it's heaven, that's where your heart going to be. Now, if it's earth, that's where your heart is going to be. But whatever system you have confidence in, that's where your heart is going to be. All right, let's go a little farther. Go to James. Come on, James 1. James 1. And this is why you have to connect scripture. James 1, verse 22. James 1, 22. I think we looked at this last week. We're going to take it a step farther this week, though. James 1, 22. You got it? Say, got it. James 1 and 22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Ho. So if you hear the word and you don't do the word, you deceive your own self. That's right. Self-deception. You got it? So I can't just hear the word. I need to be a what? I need to be a doer of the what? Word. Now, verse 23. This is where we're going to go a little farther. Verse 23. Because I know we went through this last week, but not where I'm going now. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like. So now he's saying now, a man that hears the word and don't do the word, he says, this is what this man is like. All right. It says he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. So he's saying that this is like a man looking at himself in a mirror. When they say glass, that they talking about mirror. You know, y'all got a mirror, right? You know what a mirror is, right? You got. So it's like a man looking in a mirror, looking at his own face. All right, let's keep going. Verse 24, for he beholdeth himself, or he looks at himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. All right. So. Let me walk through this. So he said a man that hears the word and don't do the word. It's like a person. Watch this. Looking at himself in the mirror, he sees himself in the mirror. He sees exactly what he looks like. Then what he does is he turns away from the mirror. Come on, he turns away. He sees what he looks like, but he turns away from the mirror. Now, immediately, when he turns away from the mirror, the Bible says that he forgets what he really looks like. This is what this is saying. This is a person that hears the word and does not do the word. He says he looked now, because now when we take this in context, this mirror is the word of God. So it says this man, he looks at the word of God. Then what he does is he takes his eyes or his sights off the word. So when he takes his eyes and his sights off the word, then he forget what he looks like. Watch this. Go to Proverbs 4. No, because this is what happened to believers. See, you act the way you act that is inconsistent with the word is because you don't keep the word in front of you. No. You see, this is why you don't have to worry about nobody tripping in church. Ain't nobody cussing in here. Ain't nobody trying to fornicate. Ain't nobody doing none of that in here. Cause listen, the word right in their face. But now watch this. As soon, come on. You know you ain't supposed to be lying. As soon as you go out there, as soon as you take your attention or your eyes off the what, you forget. You forget. And this is why I tell people this is a lifestyle. If the only thing you're doing is getting this one time a week, man, you ain't getting no results spiritually. Is this all you're doing? That's religion. See, religion ain't got no power. Religion has no power. The power is in relationship. And in relationship, watch this, I keep the word before me. Oh, watch this. What'd I say? Proverbs 4. Hold your finger right there, because we're going right back there. Proverbs 4. Come on, because I'm gonna give you an example of this. Proverbs 4, verse 21. Oh, man. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Watch this. My son, attend to my what? What does 10 mean? Pay attention. Pay attention to what I'm... Attend to my words. Incline thy ear into my what? Let them not depart from your what? He said, now my words, what I'm telling you, you keep them before you. Watch this. Keep them in the midst of thy what? Heart. For they are life unto those that find them. And what? And health to all their what? Flesh. But what we do is the only time we have focus on the word is when we in church. But outside of church, oh, they don't matter. No, that don't matter. That's all right, man. God ain't think. No, and you're right. God ain't got a problem with your sin. You know why? Because Jesus has already paid the price for all of it. He ain't got a problem. But what happens is sin breaks fellowship. Just like the prodigal son, you got it? When he broke fellowship with the father, he went to the hog pen and he didn't have access to the provision that was in the father's house. Why? Because there was no fellowship. You got it? And what sin does is it breaks fellowship. See, but what Jesus is saying, in Proverbs, the scripture is saying, listen, this is why you got to keep the word, watch this, in front of your eyes. Don't turn from to the left. Don't turn to the right. You got to keep it right before you. Because now if you don't keep it before you, what you're going to do is you're going to forget. And what we got is a bunch of forgetful believers. Go to Galatians. They just forgot. Oh, they all right in church. They just forgot. They forgot. Come on. Watch this. Go to Galatians. Come on, give you an example of this. Come on, we almost done. Galatians. Galatians, where do I want to go? Galatians 6 and 10. I tell you, I'm gonna listen to me some Luther. You too broke to listen to Luther. You need to. Luther already paid and dead. No, you need to keep the word before you. Until you learn how to see there. I folks get back. You got me talking about. Ain't nobody talking about you. Just look straight ahead. You folks give it up when you hit them, they start squirming. Yeah. See, just look straight at it. He ain't talking to me. I know I'm straight. He ain't talking to me. Galatians 6. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Because you got to understand this, man. This is faith. This is what the lifestyle of faith looks like. You can't live the lifestyle of faith apart from the word. Ask you what scripture Jesus wept. You kids start having scripture, learning scripture. Your first way everybody with you, Jesus wept. Short of scripture. You know what? You don't have no word. Okay, well, if you don't have no word, what you living on? I have people say, what you believe in God for? I'm believing for God for that. Okay, what scripture you stand on? What scripture? Yeah, what scripture you stand on? What promise in the Bible? What the scripture you stand on? I don't have now. See, my confidence is in what God has said. So if God ain't said it, how am I going to have confidence in it? But if God has said it, and I showed you last week, I think in Hebrews, by two immutable things, that number one, it is impossible, come on, for God to what? Lie. So if he said it, because the Bible says when something is impossible, what I mean, it just can't happen. So if you find out what God has said in here about your life, and God said it, and we know that God is no respecter of what? Persons. If God said it, then watch this, it's impossible for him to what? Lie. The only thing I got to do is release my faith for it. It don't care. It don't make a difference how many people don't like you. It don't make no difference what kind of family you were born in. It ain't none of that. The word overturned all that stuff. Galatians. Watch this. Example. Galatians 6. What did I say? 10? Watch this. I'm going to use this. This is good. The Holy Spirit gave me a good one. He said, watch this. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do what? Good unto how many men? All men. Watch this. Especially. Come on. But somebody say especially. Especially unto them who are of the household of what? Faith. So now the Bible says, listen, now if I'm a believer, now this is a word, so I'm looking in the mirror. So when I see myself in the mirror, it says, you need to do good to everybody. You need to do good to everybody. But especially, Jesus, especially to the folk who saved. Now, let's see how this works. Okay, all that's the word, right? Did you not just read out the word? All y'all, scripture says y'all need to do good to what? Everybody, watch this, especially to those in the household of what? Okay, all right, you got there tonight. Now, this is how this thing works. You go to work tomorrow. Okay, you pull up in the parking lot, and the coworker that talks about you all the time, watch this, that has tried to get you fired, that has lied on you, tried to sleep with your husband. I'm all this, let's go on and on. You see them sitting in the car and the hood up and they crying. And you ride by and you see them and you act just like they ain't even there. Come on, let's talk about that. I got to get real about this thing, see? Because y'all, no, this real life stuff. You got it? No, you saw him. You can't even, you try to play it off like you didn't see him. You got it? But you saw him sitting over there. You saw him sitting over there. You saw the hood, you know, up. You know the car was messed up. They sitting there bawling. They don't know what they're going to do. You look at them, and you keep right on going like you didn't see him. Now, hold up. Now, the word is this. Do good to all for. He didn't say do good to those that have been good to you. Now Jesus talked about that. Jesus said, if you just be good to them that's been good to you, he says you ain't even done no better than the heathen. Well, the heathen, the one that has no covenant. So I'm trying to show y'all what this thing looked like, James 1 and 23, in real life. So now, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you turn away from it and forget, that's what you do. We're passing. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you the problem with that. The problem with that is you got a double mind. You got a mind in church, and you got a mind out there. Now, the Bible says, stay right there, James. Come on, let's talk about it. Talk about with your unstable self. Oh, let's talk about it. That's why I don't know whether to hug you or to slap you. You don't know who you gonna get. Who you got today? Who I got today? Heckle or Jekyll? Who would hide? Jekyll hide. Right, Jekyll or hide today? Not too bad. I don't know what I got when I come in today. So the Bible says that's having a double mind. All right, watch this. Go to James 1 and 8. Watch this. It says. James 1 and 8, just turn right, flip right over. It says, watch this. A double-minded man is unstable in what? In all his ways. Now, let me read this in the Amplified, because it really blows it up. It says, watch this. He says, for being as he is a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, irresolute. We're going to talk about that. Irresolute. Yeah, the day you for it and tomorrow you against it. Whatever works for you, however you feeling for the day. Come on, watch this, irresolute. He is unstable and unreliable and uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, or decides. Now. The opposite of that is a position of faith. The position of faith is resolute. Come on. It's fixed. It's what? Stable. It doesn't move. You got it? So now, if you're a man with two minds, there's no way you can be a man of faith. No, this is why it don't work. See, this Wednesday night, come on, this adult class. On Sunday, I try to, let me see. XL, you know about this. On Sundays, I try to pull a little chaser. I cut it a little bit. On Wednesday, I'm straight up to the head. You got it? We ain't cutting nothing. You got it? We're gonna talk about just like, no, I talk about it because we used to drink together all the time. Got it? So we got to figure out why this thing ain't working. And seeing this thing ain't working because you unstable. You ain't fixed, you ain't resolute. You're not in full agreement with what heaven has said. And seeing in order for heaven, now based off Hebrews 2, you got Hebrews 2, in order for heaven to have legality in your life, in the earth, there has to be agreement between you and what? Heaven. So if you in heaven is not in agreement, Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they be what? Agreed. Psalms 133 says that the place of unity is the place where God commands the blessing. You got it? So a man or a woman of faith is fixed, is resolute in what they what? Believe. But watch this. The person that hears the word and don't do the word, they heard what Pastor said on Saturday, but I ain't knowing all that. All right, watch this. You ain't heard me. Go on with your bad self. You got it. Go ahead. But I'm gonna watch this. You're gonna come up to a situation one day. Watch this, your skill, your talent, your ability, watch this, your money. I don't care what, ain't gonna be able to solve it. All right, so now what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you, man? What you gonna do then? What you gonna do? And see, this is what happens. You know what you do? Leave it alone. So, now, let me get back to my lesson. I ain't even gonna say it. In order for faith to work, you must be fixed. You must be resolute. You must be unmovable. All right? Go back to Abraham. Abraham, the Bible says, verse 4, round 19, it says that Abraham's body was dead. You know, he was 100 years old. He couldn't have no kids. Said Sarah's womb was dead. She ain't never had no kids and old. You got it? But he was still fixed or resolute that he was going to have a child. That's faith. No, that's faith. Now, because you see, I tell folks, you ain't got to wrestle real hard to find out whether or not you in faith. Because now, what you just heard, did that move you? Did that stop you from believing God? Come on, you went to your job today and they tell you fire. Now, do you stop believing then God is your provider? No, whether I lose the job or not. Watch this, you was just a resource. You was never my source anyway. Jesus God. See, let me give you a picture of what's going on. Oh, I got 5 minutes. Give you a picture of what's going on. Now, say you're sitting right here and over there is a river full of water. You got it? And there's a water shortage going on. You got it? Now, as long as you know how to get the water from the river to you, come on, you ain't worried about no shortage. Because you got access to the source. Jesus. You got it? So what you got to do is just learn how to irrigate.
I got to learn how to get the water from the river to me. And this is what faith does. It gets the provision from the source to you, whatever it is. But believers don't believe this. They don't believe. It doesn't make a difference. It don't make a difference what they say. It don't make a difference what they do. They don't make a difference what happens. What did God say? And watch this. Do you believe it? All right. Now, let's take a look at this. Let's take a look. I'm going to let y'all go. Now, Jesus always attributed the disciples not seeing the kingdom manifest in their lives to unbelief. Got it? He always told them. Something didn't show up, like when the boy had the demon. You know when we talked about that? The boy had the demon. And they went, they laid hands on the demon, didn't go. Then Jesus said, oh, how your perverse and faithless generation, how long? And then they asked him, he said, because of your unbelief. So when they didn't see the kingdom of God manifest in their lives, Jesus always attributed to their unbelief. And unbelief occurs because your heart has confidence in another picture. There's two pictures. There's the picture of what the word says, but then there's the picture of what the world says. You got it? So what happens is your heart is split. You got confidence in two pictures. So now watch this, faith can't flow. Now, so unbelief occurs because your heart has confidence in another picture. You can't have confidence in two pictures, watch this, at the same time. Jesus said, you can't have two masters. Either you're going to serve one or you're going to hate the other. We want it both ways. I know. Come on. No, he says either one way. It's either one way or another way. You can't have two. So either you're going to have confidence in his system or you're going to have confidence in the what? World system. You can't have confidence in both of them. Because you could only have full confidence in one of them at a what? At a time. Now let's look at an example of this in scripture and then we're done. 2 Kings 5:10. See, you and you play. Okay. Well, I gotta do what I gotta do. You sure have. But you do when you do what you got to do. Then you hinder God from doing what needs to be done. You got confidence in another picture. See, and this is what when you're in faith, it's one way or no way. Either I'm believing God or I'm not. And it is not based on what somebody else does or what you're going through. I mean, do any of y'all in here think that y'all going through something that God don't know y'all going through? No. If you do, raise your hand. You better not. One of the characteristics of God is that he's all-knowing. Now, the Bible says, now watch this, in 2 Corinthians says, if you're going through something, he says he's already provided a way of escape. So now watch this. If he provided the way of escape, that must mean he wasn't the one who bought the problem. Because why I'm going to bring the problem and then, see, y'all think God's schizophrenic. He's going to bring the problem and then he's going to bring you away. No, he ain't going to do that. If he the one that brought the way out, he ain't the one who bought the problem. You got it? But it doesn't make no difference what shows up in my life. God has already provided me a way what? Out. I don't care. Now, what the problem is you can't see the forest for the trees. You so focused on the problem, you can't even see the way out. Okay, if this building gets on fire and you focus on smoke, I bet you don't never get out of here. Stop, drop, and roll. You get down. So when you're going through problems, you get down on your knees.
Yes.
Tell the Lord to show you your way out. That's a way out in this thing. That's a way out in this thing. I know God got me a way out in this thing.
Yes.
I know, no. And God going to give me, he going to give me my way out in this thing. I don't have a plan yet, but I'm going to have one. God going to show me exactly what to do. But you can't not, you can't be asking God what to do and sister so-and-so what to do too. No, who are you going to listen to? Second Kings 5, we done. Are y'all getting anything? Man, these lessons on Wednesday just are so rich. And somebody go right out of here and start complaining. I don't know, I heard what he said, but get your butt out the way. Ain't no but. What does the word say? Believe God. Hurt your neighbor say, believe God. No, see, y'all say that too. I tell you, say you better believe God. No, y'all say like you better believe God. Y'all be talking too nice. Better believe God. You better believe God. I don't want to hear you whine about nothing else. Come on, tell us. I don't want to hear you whine about nothing else. I don't want to hear you complain about nothing else. I don't want to hear you complain about nothing. Tell them. I don't want to hear you complain about nothing else. Come on, believe God. Where you complain, where y'all go to church at? All right, where you complain about, that's where you going to remain at. God always got a ram in the thicket. Okay, y'all, okay, 2 Kings 5. How much time I got, 10? What time is it? 2 Kings 5, verse 10. It says, watch this. It gives you pretext. Now, Naaman wanted to be healed. You got it? So he's going to go to the man of God to get healing. Pick it up in verse 10. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be what? Clean. Somebody say that's the word. Watch this. Now watch Naaman. But Naaman. Come on. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought. Well, that's what gets you in trouble. Right. I thought, what the word say? Go take your butt to the Jordan, watch 7 times. I ain't ask you what you think. Yeah. And see, that's how God, see, you better understand the character of God. God ain't asking you what you think. And you always going to God, but God ain't ask you what you think. He said, go to the Jordan, watch 7 times, and you're going to be made clean. Okay, I'm going to the Jordan. But Naaman said, well, I thought. What's this? I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Now, you can go read the rest of this home when you're home. So he having his mind on how God got to heal him. And watch this. And if he didn't have somebody with some sense in his life, he would have missed his healing. But he had somebody to come alongside and say, listen, man, a slave. Listen, if he had told you to do this difficult task, would you have done it? Yeah. So just go do what the man said. And see, this is what get believers in trouble. Bible said, by his stripes you heal. Well, I thought. No, watch this. Every time you start thinking, come on, you get real dangerous. You just got to trust what the word says. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I'm done.